happens tonight. Monday night, Or LeTesvot Sivan. We're learning Chavis Halvodas. We're learning Shai Chesben HaNefesh. We're on page Reishon and Beis. Let's go. We're going to finish the 12th Chesben. The 12th Chesben is that you know very well that despite everything you believe, and you're a firm Jew, and you're very firm, but what you're concerned about in your life, not you, Chas Shalom, or you, means people. What people are concerned about, what they get excited about, what they're willing to be most nefesh for, what they would wake up early in the morning for, what they would stay up at night for, is not to learn another Tosfos, and not to do another mitzvah, but whatever they're involved in their lives, in their physical lives, whether it's to go out to eat or to do a work on the job, that's what they are into. And the Torah and mitzvahs are, you know, a toll that you pay to get over the bridge. No one pays more toll than he has to. You pay the toll and you're over the bridge. But that's not what your career is. Someone says, what do you do for a living? You don't say, I learn. Okay, so that's the 12th Cheshbon. What excites you? What are your goals, ambitions, and purpose? What do you see as, what do you wake up in the morning rearing to do? So we're on page Reishon and Beis, and we'll start from line 1. We'll start from the top and we'll try to finish it. If you're so excited and you strain yourself, you work hard. Even though it's temporary, and it's pretty schwach. And the biggest joke of all is that it's not even up to you, it's up to Hashem. So you're not really going to make a difference with all of your efforts and koiches. But you do it, you know, you can't hold yourself back. To put your efforts into improving your neshama. Anichbedes, which is a chelek alo kamimal. It's not from the offer, the Adama, Akayemis Lecha, and you're going to have this forever. Ashehutu Lalecha Lanayel in Yoneho, where Hashem did say it's up to you. Hashem said, leave me out of this. You're going to make the determination here. It's going to be up to you. So that's his Kal V'Chomer. The goof is mushpo, and it's temporary, and it's not even up to you. And here you have a neshama that is up to you. To determine what's good for it, berechishas hamadoyim, v'hachochmos v'divrei hamusar. Moshem rachochem k'nei chochma k'nei bina, v'omar k'no chochma matov mecharutz, v'omar k'ein de'o chochma l'nafshecho im motzosa, v'yesh achris v'tikvosach lo sikores, because it's going to last forever. V'omar im chochamto chochamto loch, it's for your benefit. It's your doing, it's your accomplishment. No one can take it away from you, no one can steal it from you. No one could take it away from you. You can lose it in 1 second. You go bankrupt, the guy runs away with the money, stock market goes down. You lose it, but kinyonim ruchniyim you don't lose. So I gave you all these differences, the shiftless of the goof, the temporariness of the goof, the fact that it's not even up to you, the absurdity of trying to do something that's not the Gzeres Hashem. And the nefesh is the other way around, it's exalted, it's chashiv, it's forever, and it's yours. You make the difference there. And therefore, remove yourself. You should be a little more worried about L'tzorchei achrisecha, right, for what is coming. Now he says something very insightful, what people are thinking as they read this Chodesh Halvonos. And he makes this point a few times throughout the Sefer, k'muvan in different contexts. He says, what's a person going to say? I hear everything you're saying, and I'm better than that guy, though. That guy's worse than me, so I'm better than him. Or, so I'll be like him. You point to a guy, and you say, so what do I have to be better than him for? He goes, and he's a good guy, and everybody likes him, and he goes about his business. Like, why do I have to be better than everybody I see? The Al Tomar, don't say, Hisnatz Lucy, my excuse, my satisfaction, Hisnatz Lucy. Like a fool. Okay, so I don't realize it, I don't think about it, I'm an idiot, but so I live my life the way I understand it. It's like, what do you want from me? So I'll be a fool. Like, that person's a fool, like most people are fools, I'll also be a fool. I don't want to be different. So the Chavis HaLovis says you are different, that's all. Maybe that's why people stop coming to Chavis HaLovis here. Could be they don't want to hear these things, so that they can say they're fools. Like this, if you come, you know it. So what are you going to say? Ki ato nitba, kifi yisron yidiyoscha al yidiyoso. You're going to be, if you're more perceptive and you're more intelligent and you understand more and you perceive more, so you're going to be judged and punished for what you know more than the other fella. You can't say, so I'm like him. There's no such thing. But who nitpak the akaroso? He'll have to answer for what he's supposed to be makir, for what he's supposed to know, for what he's supposed to understand, for what he's supposed to internalize, for the madrega he's holding on, and you'll be nitpak for what you're supposed to be. Don't look at the other guy and say, I mean, I'm better off than him. He learns 2 hours a day, I learn 2 hours and 5 minutes. Because you're going to be nitpak that you didn't learn 4 hours. And he's going to get a reward because he learned 2 hours instead of an hour and a half. So don't look at other people. Who nitfak if he akaroso? The onesh alecha chomer yoser. Don't say it's not fair. It's very, very fair. If you understand more and you perceive more and you know more, then you have to perform more. Vacheshban b'sitiyuscha, and the cheshban, meaning the punishment, for you're moving off the path, meduktuk yoser, much more exact than him. He taka doesn't understand. Don't rely. You're going to come upstairs and you're relying on this great taina that you thought of, and you think no one ever thought of it before, and you got this great taina that's going to get you off the hook. Hashem's going to say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and you're going to say, yeah, but I'm still better than that guy, and I see he's in Gan Eden. It's like, let me in. V'al tishoin al taina. Don't rely on a taina shehi negdecha lo loch. You think this is a winner. You got the, you're a good lawyer, you hired yourself a good lawyer, and you have the claim of the century, of 10 centuries, of 20 centuries. You figured out finally how to get past the angel that guards the pearly gates. You figured it out. You're going to say, I'm no worse than him, I'm better than him. You're messing yourself up because you're better than him, Taka, and therefore more is expected of you and more is demanded of you. The alti shoin, don't rely, altaina shehi negdecha. It's against you. You're screaming it. You think it's good for you. It's messing you up. Lo lucha. It's not helping you. It's against you. Bahadibur bahashlomas. Okay. Let's finish up. I want to finish this already. Number 12. Vadibur bashlomas inyan ze'orach. If I would fully give this subject the treatment it deserves, that what excites you, what's your passion, what do you care about, what are you enthusiastic about, what do you see as your career, what do you see as your purpose, I have a lot what to say. The daicha, but you'll have to be satisfied. Mashahi Rusicha, what I touched upon, I just gave you Rosh Prokim, Vidrachticha Olof Kafi Havanoscha, and I gave you a little taste of it. And now go learn more. The Haskell Dvarai, the Hovein Hora Osi, the Chakor Aleihem, and see how what I'm saying is true. And then he gives us the tripod of the Sefer, Betoras Hashem, the written Torah, Umesoras Kadmonenu Aleihem Shalom, Os Tzbar Lecha Amitoso Min Amoskol. This is always how he puts the hierarchy of the three, of the tripod of knowledge, which is Psukim, Torah Shemeksav, Mesores, Torah Shebaal Peh, and then Yosechel, logic, rationality. Os Tzbar Lecha Amitoso Min Amoskol, Vamukubol, that's Mesores, Vakosav Be'ezus Hashem. You'll understand much more than what I wrote you. I wrote you like a touch of Tipa Shebiyam. Think about it. Look at Sfarim. Internalize it. And then, okay, that's Cheshbon number 12. Finally.